As the top bullet there, the top point from Jump Gong, Mepham Rinpoche, must be realized and can only be realized personally. That's important. Your experience is yours. Your experience, no matter what it is, a thought, an arising, and a craving, an avoidance, a release, a letting go, a beauty, a experience of peace and ease, a happiness, a humor, no matter what it is, your foot on the ground, your butt on the cushion right now, the air that we're breathing, thinking that we're breathing. All the sensations that go with that our personal experience is the only way to realize more of our personal experience. And little by little, because of everything that we've been doing for years, but right now, because of foreground background, that's in the foreground. Our experience is in the foreground. And because of the tendency to take what's in the foreground, the immediate of it, and respond, react immediately, including name, label, like, dislike, pleasant, unpleasant. Because of that, it is the same personal experience that we are having. That is where our realizations, our awakenings, our openings, our letting goes, our letting be's, where the peace, the humor, the etc. abide, will be found, will be experienced. That's so important because it tells us. We don't have to look anywhere else but in our own experience. We can stop looking for X or Y, including satisfaction, happiness, beauty, and so forth. We can stop looking elsewhere. We don't have to spend money on it. We don't have to, travel, etc., etc. That's actually a really important statement. Personally, realize personally, which means our own experience in any given moment is the ground of realization. Whatever realization means to anybody. Again, very simple. Let go, let be. Notice usually not noticed, all the way up the scale of realization. So we smile, sitting in our foreground. But right away, because of our training, we can feel that background. We can feel the union. We can feel the non-two, the union, the unified. The foreground is here, absolutely, everything about it. All the sensations, everything. But to quote another teacher, they all exist for me, they all exist for you. What you have around you and your experience of it exists in you for you. If your pet walked in, it would have a different experience. And it would also would not personalize that experience. Certainly not in the same way. That's amazing, actually. That's amazing. Our reality exists for us. Let's contemplate that for a moment. It brings us to how factual that we create our reality is. Now, of course, everyone sitting in the room you're sitting in, each of us decorated, appointed it, whatever's in the room is in the room because we put it there. We left it there. We want it there. So that's literal. We created our environment. But then a little more subtle, are all the likes, dislikes, like the color, the textures, the thoughts, what should be in this room? That was a thought. Those are assessments. Those are according to our sense of need, our sense of what makes us comfortable, even comfortable environmentally. You could keep going down that rabbit hole. I mean, it's true. We create our reality on a factual, physical basis, and then on the internal basis. Which is why when we go somewhere else, we like or dislike what we find there. Because somebody else created that reality on the physical plane, that is. So we smile and feel it. All that's in the foreground. And the empty, the free of the background. Of the inner peace, the inner state. And every time, and each of us can do the experiment and observe. Every time we are in a troublesome state, emotionally, mentally, it is because we have divorced ourselves from the background, from the largesse, from the peace, from the sky of our inner being. But right now, we can experience their togetherness, indivisible. And if you have your eyes open, whatever is in the room is still there, but it doesn't have a pull or preference. It's inert. Because the background spaciousness is in union with the foreground distinctions. So we smile as we sit. And pray it forward. All the problems in the world are because there's been a divorce. A separating of that which essentially is not truly separable. The separation has been in the mind of a culture or a leader or whatever. So we pray forward. How simple it is. And we sit in this very moment, countless beings, and certainly millions and billions of human beings. Realize personally. Maybe that they're lopsided. And then just take a breath. And in this moment, something miraculous happens. They just breathe and look up to the sky, or look down to the ground, or look in their heart, and kind of relax. And lay down a gun, lay down an angry word, release an angry thought, laugh with a craving, whatever. We meditate. Will he smile? Breathing with all the world. Ooh. Through your day, notice the union and notice your default. And I will be doing the same. Because the default will always be one-sided. It won't be the union. Unless that has become the habit of consciousness. Then, of course, it would be a habit of consciousness. The default would be the union. So notice. Notice the usually not noticed. And always pray things forward. Wish for beings. Love you all. Create your day.